There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
When you look at this, no real surprises, I suppose, in terms of the headline numbers. A forecast deficit of $35 billion, economic growth 2.75%, inflation roughly running where it is at the moment, and inflation ticking up, unemployment ticking up ever so slightly.
Yeah, look, the main economic forecasts were pretty much as expected. It's outlining a scenario where the economy is continuing to muddle along. We don't have that upward momentum in terms of GDP growth to get that unemployment rate back below 6% over the next couple of years. So it's really a budget that's done nothing really to address the unemployment problem, because 6% is a high unemployment rate for a country like Australia. But then on the other hand, it's not really sort of tackled the debt and deficit concerns that were out there before, because the budget's still in substantial deficit for the next few years and the level of government debt's still rising.
Given all of that, what has happened to the budget emergency? Because prior to being in government, we had this budget emergency. Now, seemingly, Joe Hockey's very comfortable with what is still a very big number.
It is. It's certainly bigger than the number that we saw a couple of years ago. So, look, the role of government's either to do one thing or another. It's either to sort of promote economic growth. So I was a little bit disappointed that I didn't see one of two things. One of them would have been to, say, fast-track some infrastructure spending, use this current really low level of government bond yields to borrow a bit of money, fast-track some road building, the Sydney airport. You know, just do it. Come on, guys, let's go, because we've got unemployment at 6%. Let's try to get that unemployment rate back down to 5.5% or 5%. Or for those people out there that are worried about debt and deficit, you know, they could have gone a little bit tougher on things like the very generous tax treatment of superannuation, scaled it back a little bit and put a bit of money in the bank for a rainy day.
Well, importantly, they seem now to have locked themselves into the notion that there will be no changes to the taxation of superannuation while ever they're in office.
Yes, Mr. Hockey made a very strong statement about that in his budget speech. There will be no changes, as you said, Stuart. So,
well, can we afford that? I mean, in the current environment, when you look at the deficit we're at, most people have a look at some of those concessions available under superannuation, even those within the industry, saying, well, yes, something's got to change. This government tonight has confirmed there will be no change on the taxation of super.
That's right. And if we do want to get to budget surplus, and not just a surplus of a dollar or two.
That's right, yes. A lasting structural surplus rather than a structural deficit, yeah.
Correct. If we want to get there, then we've got to make some genuinely tough decisions. And those will include where there's, I'll call it, relatively easy money to be made. You know, we can't hike income taxes. We don't want to put company taxes up. There's a discussion about the GST, whether we should be putting that up, which I tend to be against, although, you know, not dogmatically so.
Yes.
So you look at things like the very generous treatment of super, the thing that's been discussed for the last few months, and for not a draconian change in the way superannuation's treated. You can pick up a nice, you know, $5, $7, $10 billion a year towards the budget, and you don't really hurt people other than those that got more than $1 million in their superannuation.
Well, just on all of that very quickly, because he focuses on the fact tonight, the age pension, our budget's biggest item of expenditure, $44 billion a year and rising. It's more than 10% of all government spending. When are we going to start to see the trade-off for all of these tax concessions going towards superannuation, that we start to see that level of spending on the age pension starting to fall back?
Yeah, and linked to that too, Stuart, I think it's the issue of when are we going to get the the superannuation, the compulsory superannuation kicking in, so that, you know, you and I aren't claiming the age pension.
This is what I'm asking. What is the point of the trade-off comes to effect?
Well, I hate to go back to the intergenerational report, which came out a few months ago, but that actually highlighted the fact that not too many people are going to be not receiving the pension or part pension in their old age. So, and that's not to say that, you know, we should be really tough and mean on the old age pension, but there comes a point when you're trying to fund things like disability care, you're trying to fund the healthcare system, you're trying to fund things like defence, you know, the bread and butter issues of the Australian economy, and you're not getting enough money through your normal tax measures, income tax, company tax, GST and those sort of things, where you've got to be making sure that people who have got a lot of wealth, that have got a, you know, house worth $1 million or $2 million, that have got $1 million or $2 million in superannuation, to be totally blunt, they don't really need an age pension.
Tax concession.
So that's where they could have gone a bit tougher.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.